At the DCR's headquarters in Pittsfield this morning, Commissioner Ed Lambert made an announcement on action that will be taken to control the serious threat of the invasive emerald ash borer.
I announced today that within my jurisdiction as Commissioner of DCR, that I will be signing an order today to effectuate a quarantine of ash product and certain types of firewood in Berkshire County.
The small beetle, which feeds on ash trees, was found in the Berkshire town of Dalton last August. Massachusetts is the 18th state that has detected the insect, which has no natural predators and can quickly destroy ash forests, which can cause great harm not only to the natural ecosystem, but also to an area's economy. The quarantine restricted to Berkshire County comes after a series of public hearings involving stakeholders, including wood producers and landowners, the state government, the United States Department of Agriculture, and the United States Forest Service. The quarantine order dictates that all ash nurseries stock ash lumber that has not been treated to specifications and hardwood firewood smaller than 48 inches cannot be sold outside of Berkshire County, except in areas with compliance agreements. The quarantine would not prevent the movement of ash product within Berkshire County, but as part of a public education initiative, Commissioner Lambert said that the public should be wary of any kind of wood that they transport.
We prefer to work from an educational perspective to ask folks, particularly in the area most affected, to really consider what the implications are of moving ash even in other parts of Berkshire County. So while this quarantine announcement allows that to happen, we're asking people to consider what the implications are.
Regulated wood from Berkshire County will be able to move across the western border with New York, where the wood products industry will have access to mills and treatment facilities. New York recently expanded its EAB quarantine zones to all counties abutting Berkshire County. However, the wood will be restricted from traveling east or into Connecticut and Vermont. Peter Church, director of forest stewardship from the DCR, said that the infestation area of Berkshire County seems to appear centered in the Dalton-Pittsfield area, but further monitoring for the EAB will continue across the state.
What we found right now is a light infestation. There's a potential that we're on the outer edge. It could potentially be further east, or it could be further west. So again, continuing to delimit around there will help us gauge how bad a problem we have in Berkshire County.
While only 4% of Massachusetts trees are ash species, 80% are located west of the Connecticut River. Ash remains an important resource to the multi-million dollar wood products industry in Berkshire County. In addition to education efforts, monitoring, and outreach, the state will also create new enforcement regulations, including an up to $25,000 fine for the intentional transport of infected ash, including firewood. Though some eradication methods may be available, Nate Siegert, a forest entomologist with the U.S. Forest Service, says that containment may be the best strategy to prevent the spread of the insect until new technology develops.
Limiting the spread buys time for the researchers that are doing work on other control methods. It buys time to allow us to establish some biocontrol agents, and it also buys time for community members or municipalities to survey their ash inventory, figure out what they have, figure out what they want to save, or how they want to slowly transition over a 4 or 5 year time period away from ash.
More information on the emerald ash borer in Massachusetts can be found on our website, wamc.org. Reporting from Pittsfield for WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.